On 6PR Breakfast, it's time for Peter Ford. For Reading Cinemas Belmont. All movies just $10. Conditions apply.
The boys want the girls while the girls want the boys.
Good morning. 6 minutes after eight. Baz at home base and Millsy over there in London. And Peter Ford joins us every weekday morning right after the 8 o'clock news. We spoke about this story yesterday. Four Corners last night. High ratings, I believe. Bleed Them Dry Until They Die was the name of the segment, 40.
Yes, a terrible expose. A lot of claims being made about this retirement village company, and I see today they've put out a very, very extensive response to all sorts of allegations made in that story last night. But, gee, you'd have to say the AVO, I think that's how it pronounces, isn't it, AVO? They've got a big PR problem on their hands. But, nonetheless, that's for them to deal with. But the Four Corners, doing that expose last night, did extremely well. They had a national audience based on the five capitals of 954,000 people, one of the highest ratings. And clearly this issue of, you know, retirement villages and nursing homes, it's close to home for a lot of people, whether you are thinking about doing it or knowing it might be on the horizon for you, or indeed if you are looking to assist your own parents in going and doing that. So when suddenly you hear about an expose and terrible things allegedly being done, then clearly it's of interest to people, and that was reflected in the figures.
And I think politicians will probably need to sit up and take notice, because they're going to become a major part of the voting block as life goes on, where the population continues to age. And if people want to continue to rip off those that are in their senior years, then they'll do it at their own, beck and call, because I reckon others will hold them into account as the years go on. Rebel Wilson, she has been on the news. She's obviously rejoicing in her win, and she's rejoicing in a new clothes range.
Yes, Rebel Wilson Angels. Now, this is her plus-size clothing line. She's got a whole chain of stores in America that are going to take it, including Nordstrom, who are a pretty big deal. She hasn't outlined who in Australia will have it, but no doubt one of the major stores will get the rights to sell it. And she's launching it within a couple of months' time. Now, this is something that she herself has been very hands-on with. She's actually saying she's created and designed the outfits. I would suggest she probably has other people coming in and consulting with her, but nonetheless, it's her project, and she indicated during the recent court case that she needed to and was getting her own projects off the ground to keep herself busy, and this indeed may be one of those. But the plus-size clothing idea is not the first time it's been done. It's been done many times, and it tends to fizzle out pretty quickly. Chrissy Swan did it a couple of years ago, and it was very successful for a short time, but unless you keep coming out with new stuff, then it becomes difficult. People think, I've already got that, I'm not going to buy another one. So you've got to really maintain it.
Finally, concerns about an upcoming television comedy about anorexia.
I know, it sounds odd even saying it, doesn't it? But it's sort of a black comedy. Now, I have not seen this, so I'm not joining the outrage brigade about something I haven't seen. But it's called To the Bone, and Netflix are going to show it here. It'll be shown around the world simultaneously. And it is the story, well, Lily Collins is the star of it. Now, Lily Collins is, in fact, Phil Collins' son, the music legend. And she herself did have anorexia, as indeed did the director of the show. She also had it, and they've both come out the other side. If you see Lily Collins, she looks $1 million, she's got a life together, and she's happy. But she wanted to tell this story because of what she's been through herself. But there are a lot of people who are outraged by it, including here in Australia, the Butterfly Foundation, who are directly involved in eating disorders. I was on air this morning with Dr. Michael Carr-Gregg, the child psychologist, and he's opposed to it as well, even though, to be fair, he hasn't seen it. So, I don't know. I guess it's a case of watch and wait and see. I certainly do think that without any doubt, when you are dealing with any sort of contentious issue, you should, at the beginning, at the end, put up the warnings and the contact deals. If you need more information, call this number sort of thing. Yeah.
Speaking of which, 40, we've had a number of people ask us, they weren't able to see Four Corners last night. Where could they see it? So I'm suggesting and assuming the normal, the iView app, or perhaps just by Googling it on the ABC website?
Yeah, the iView app will certainly have it. And also, if you go online, it was actually, interestingly, the whole thing was done as a co-investigation between Fairfax Media and Four Corners. Mm-hmm. So a lot of the details of the story, if you go online to the Sydney Morning Herald or The Age, you'll be able to get all the details there as well.
And just before you go, you mentioned Phil Collins. He's performing here in London on Friday night. Do you know what his new tour is called?
No.
What? I'm not dead yet.
Oh, good. Well, that's putting it bluntly. Because he had a fall recently. Are you going to try and get tickets?
Well, it's on Friday night. I'm going to try, yeah, because I'd love to go to a concert just to be in Hyde Park. It's one of the highlights.
Oh, absolutely.
It,
I mean, yeah. Live by my motto, Stephen, that is never miss a chance to see a legend.
Yeah, good point. Advice. Good on you, Pete.
Well said. Good on you, Fordy. And we've just been in the presence of a legend. Peter Fordy joins us at the same time each and every morning.